Good morning, you brave morning. People, daring to brave the weather. Wouldn't have blamed you a bit if you just turned over and snuggled under the sheets and said, phooey, not today. We got some weird guy coming to talk. It's not Sean, so he won't know I'm not here. I'm just going to stay home and go to bed. Well, I think you should sign a sheet so that Sean will know you were here. Sean told me that you're in charge. Do what you want to do. So I'm going to do that. I'd like to begin in a strange way with a couple sort of, I don't know, caveats or something like that. I received a message from someone who congratulated me on becoming a doctor. And I said, what do you mean? I'm not a doctor. He said, yes, you are. Look in the paper. And sure enough, in the chieftain, it was listed for today's service, the Reverend Dr. Roger Hupp. To my knowledge, there is no critter. So just for the record, I wanted to be up front with you. I ain't a doctor, so sorry. Then there's something else that I have been moved to suggest that we take literally a couple of moments for. I think we're all aware that this is the 11th day of the 11th month. What significance is that?
Veterans Day?
Armistice Day. Conclusion of what a blight on the human history, World War I. I personally had no one involved in that conflict that I am aware of in my family, but I know families that had people who served and who didn't return home. And being the 100th anniversary, I think it warrants our acknowledgement. And I understand in a lot of places, at the 11 o'clock hour, they paused for 2 minutes to acknowledge those who died, but also those who served and did not die. And I would like to suggest we take a couple of moments to do that as we begin our time together today, almost begin, a little after 11, but you know, close enough. And I would like to ring a chime to begin the time, because as I understand a tradition that has started in many places, there's 2 minutes taken. The first minute is intended to remember and uplift in our awareness all those who served. And then the second minute, all those who did not return home. And I would like to suggest another little tweak of this experience we'll share, that we think not only of our own country's people who served and died, but that all humans who were caught in that whole event, and all humans who did not go home. So I'll sound the chime to begin the 2 minute period. I'll sound it twice to begin it. sound it one time when 1 minute has passed, and then two chimes at the end. Many months ago, I was in the process of what has become kind of a routine for me in the evenings of late. I settle down in front of the TV to watch some of my chosen programs of the news nature. And this one particular evening, as I was watching, the banter was going back and forth between guests on the program. And they came to a break, finally. And commercial came on. And inside, I said, "Shut up!" And I hit the mute button. Finally, I had the sense to realize I could control that chatter. So I did. And it was such a rush of feeling good in a moment of quiet after all the craziness. And the craziness is stuff that I tend to agree with. But still, it was just non-stop. And the commercial just took it over the top for me. I don't remember what one it was, but it was one I couldn't stand it. It was too grating. I had to just shut it down. And as I did that, and as I enjoyed the silence and realized how powerful it was in that contrast of the yakety yak and then all of a sudden, nothing, I had this thought start in me of, isn't it wonderful to move beyond words? And why don't you do that more often, Roger? Huh? And then another part of me entered the inner conversation. I do that nearly every day. Take a little bit of time at least. I do shut myself up. And then I had another part of me who was a little more honest. I said, you don't really do it every day, do you? One of the most basic things that we talk about in all branches of New Thought is meditation, the importance of centering, becoming still, dwelling in the presence. Nothing, in my opinion, is more important than doing that. Surely, the presence of the Lord, acknowledging that, intentionally and consciously dwelling in that awareness, I think is the most powerful and transforming thing we can do. It is the process through which we participate in that wonderful experience the scriptures invite us to, and it says, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Is it still back there? It sure is. Yeah. The most important thing we can do, in my opinion, in our lives. But not just once in a while. It needs to be a daily habit. And a goal I've not reached, but I keep trying to inch toward, is making it not just a daily habit, but a habit in every moment, literally. Under the surface, in the background, having that awareness moving and flowing, so that at any moment, in any experience of our lives, we can immediately shift our focus and turn to that place within which we are constantly cultivating. I've recently run across three excerpts that I think say beautifully that we ought to do this. One is in your bulletin. Clara Palmer is the author of the words. I don't know a lot about Clara Palmer. I just know that in the early 1950s, she was an extremely popular New Thought writer. She personally had experienced a healing in her life. I don't know the details, but from that experience, it had transformed her literally. And she became a very convincing, powerful writer and speaker. And in one of her books, this passage appeared. train yourself to recognize the silence ever existing within and around you. It will establish you in peace of mind, service, and atmosphere. Give yourself an opportunity to stop all activity sometime during each 24 hours and let every bit of you, affections, emotions, desires of mind, body, and soul, rest in silent receptivity before God. Then these words, written a few days ago, quite a few in fact, I don't know the exact time of the writing, but a gentleman whom church history designates as Saint Anselm of Canterbury, who was born in 1033 and moved to the next dimension in 1109. So it's been a while back. I recall one of my church history classes in seminary of dealing with some of St. Anselm's writings. He was a brilliant intellect, far beyond anything I have ever reached or probably ever will. And I struggled to get through his writings. It was a rewarding struggle. One of those kinds of tasks you take on that maybe isn't pleasant, but you have a feeling, this is going to be good for me to do this. And it was. But recently I ran across these words that he wrote, that to me seemed a totally different person and endeared him to me much. He said, flee for a while from your tasks. Hide yourself for a little space from the turmoil of your thoughts. Come. Cast aside your burdensome cares. Put aside your laborious pursuits. For a little while, give your time to God and rest in Him for a little while. Enter into the inner chamber of your mind. Shut out all things save God and whatever may aid you in seeking God. And having barred the door of your chamber, seek Him. Ah, that we might do that each day, to move beyond words. And then one more little shot I'd like to share with you. I enjoy periodically getting out some of my books that focus on various Native American traditions. And I, for some reason, was just drawn to this quote several days ago when I was reading one of the books. It's an old Cheyenne proverb. It says, when you lose the rhythm of the drumbeat of God, you are lost from the peace and rhythm of life. When you lose the rhythm of the drumbeat of God, you are lost from the peace and rhythm of life. As I tried to pull together some of the thoughts to share with you this morning, I was struck by what at some level for me seems the idiocy. Maybe it's ironic, but you know, to spend time talking about moving beyond words. Something about that just doesn't connect, you know? So to myself, I found myself saying, Roger, hush, focus, be refreshed. And that's what I'd like to shift our direction in doing now. Not just listening to a bunch of words, but actually being beyond words together. I know there's another portion of our service where, what is it that you call it, the wholeness time. And I'd like to exert my dictatorial position here this morning and say we'll pull that out of later and work it in now and make that part of our experience. And then when the program says we're supposed to have wholeness time, we won't have wholeness time because we'll already have had it. But I'd like to suggest that we get ready for it. Let's start to focus our attention beyond the clicking and the clacking of the radiators. And maybe let that be a bit of a reminder of the drumbeat of God in some way. I find for myself, I have to use words to move to that point of getting beyond words. Usually it's not a lot of words. Usually the briefer, the better. Often it's simply focusing to begin with on the word peace over and over. Or I like to use the Hebrew word shalom and just let that mull over and over in my mind until that time comes when the thought ceases and you're just in that presence. That's what I hope we'll be able to share and experience a bit together for our wholeness time. But sometimes I lead in not through a word, but one of my favorite things is music. To find a selection that I really am moved by deeply and just simply listen to that. One of my all-time favorites, that I have put in a request that when I leave this plane, if anybody gets together to do anything to mark the occasion, that I hope someone will have either a recording of or someone will play Meditation from Thais, a violin solo that I don't think I've, since the first time I heard it, I've never been able to listen to it without dissolving in tears, especially if it's Itzhak Perlman playing it. It just transports me beyond words. And something else that can do that for me is is kids, children. Just watch children, watch a little one. Just watch without judgment, without analysis. Just watch. Or animals. My favorite is puppies. Now, I don't hate cats, but I prefer puppies. My wife recently got a little puppy, and he is so unforgivably cute. You know, he's precious. I just love holding him, and he goes for my beard, you know, and just spending some moments with an animal or a little one moves beyond words. So whatever it is that for you, and another thing for me is plants or flowers, just simply to look at them, just to observe them. Again, put aside any sense, any bit of judgment or criticism or analysis of any kind. Just watch and open to the beauty, the truth, the wholeness that is there. So I invite you now to do whatever you need to do, to begin to approach that moment within when you move beyond words and simply are in the presence, the mighty presence of the living God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And we are in this presence. Wholeness. Peace, love, wisdom, joy. All these and more are yours now. And everyone's now. thank you, holy, loving presence.